the podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Jen Shortridge. Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you very much. And congratulations to my brother as well, who is now a certified life coach himself.
We both passed.
Yay. It was a rough road, but we made it through. So what's going on, my brother?
Nothing. It's beautiful out. Finally, the palm trees are outside. Mr. Cactus is outside. They're loving it. And I got the deck all set up, and I can actually sit outside now.
I know. It's so beautiful in the Midwest right now. If you guys, I don't know where you guys are listening from, but we are in the Midwest. We are in the heart in Ohio, and it's beautiful. It's been very rainy. It was cold, rainy, and now it's just like 90 degrees and gorgeous, and we love it here.
It's funny because it's supposed to be in the 70s next week, which is fine.
Perfect.
We got the 90s. Warmed up.
Yes.
Now we can just cool down a bit.
It's been nice because I've been on vacation all week. I had 11 days off in a row, and I'm loving it.
Loving it.
Yeah, totally. It's been nice. Stress relief, anxiety relief.
And you cleaned your house?
Yes, a little bit. I did a few things around the house, and yeah, so it was great. I didn't do anything if I didn't want to do anything, and I did a few things I wanted to get done. So, you know, that's what vacation's all about, right?
Heck,
I would have rather been on a plane and sitting my chunky monkey on the beach, but, you know, can't do that yet.
No, still not.
But, you know, it's all about just relaxing and,
yes,
and unwinding, and I did have a little bit of wine. It was delish. But yeah, it was good. How did how's things going for my brother?
Okay.
Yeah.
Work is very stressful. The
always
a lot of with the coronavirus thing going on. They're making us do all kinds of weird stuff, and it's like,
Well, this show is just tailored for you today.
That's right.
You know, it's just an amazing thing that Joe and I are learning about, since we're now life coaches. We're both learning about bettering your life and making everything in your life just going forward, right?
Like, that's right.
Positive and moving up and moving on and being profitable.
I've always been positive.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been positive, damn it. Oh.
AB normal. No.
Yeah. One of my sayings was always acknowledge and move on. It's like, hey, you can't stress the stress. Just acknowledge and move on.
Right.
So today we want to talk about meditation and relaxation. Like we mentioned last week, we're going to talk about it this week because everybody needs it. I'm telling you, everybody is stressed out right now. Nobody can sleep.
Yeah.
I've been helping people get to sleep, you know, by me talking and just boring them to death. But no, different
podcasts.
Techniques. One of the older techniques that I taught years ago was when you have your Walkman or your
your 1980
CD player.
1988's here. Get out your Walkman.
Put your headphones on.
Your cassette tape.
Turn it on. Turn the volume all the way down and go one little click so you can't hear it, but your brain can hear it. And what happens is it brings you down to that level. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing the same thing with YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make some of these videos. Dang it.
It's so cool. I listen to a lot of the affirmation videos. Mm-hmm. So like to help me like grow my business and accumulate wealth and all that stuff. Of course, you know, I'm not rich or anything.
No.
By any means. But, you know, it's interesting to be able to, you visualize and you listen and subconsciously you are what you absorb.
Mm-hmm.
All of this information. And it's interesting because like you turn me on to the sleep ones.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we were having trouble sleeping and so stressed out and so, you know, and then I get scared because there's ghosts in my house and I'm trying to get to sleep and I see things moving and I'm like, I can't sleep. I got to turn the lights on. So Joe found some sleep meditations on YouTube where you listen to them and it helps you relax. And then once you fall asleep, which listening to these,
mm-hmm,
how quickly do you fall asleep?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then these subliminal messages play. And what's the other word for them?
It's also they use different tones.
Yeah.
And the different tones actually changes your brain in a certain way, so that whether you want to dream, whether you want to sleep, whether mm-hmm. you want energy, whether you want to wake up happy, you know.
Weight loss.
Yeah, all in the how the weight loss ones work, they don't actually make you lose weight. It gives you the energy to lose weight.
Right, yeah, which is really cool because, like, I will fall asleep. I'll start, like, the one I like is the ocean sounds. Mm-hmm. I don't like the one with the frogs. They go, you know. Yeah. Like, I don't want to listen to frogs, but it's like the waves crashing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's like, boom, 3 seconds, mm-hmm. and I am son logs. Oh my God. And then you wake up and you just feel refreshed.
Yeah.
But it's funny because one time, this is about a week ago, I put one on, and I normally just do the hour ones. Yeah. That way my phone's not running all night. Mm-hmm. And I accidentally hit a 3 hour one. And then I was in that, you know, that state where you're like, you fall in deep sleep, but something wakes you up. And I heard voices and I was like, there's people talking. It was the meditation thing. Yeah. I was like in that half dream state and I heard voices and I was just like, all right, are my ghosts talking to each other? What's going on? But it was funny. So I got up and turned it off.
One helpful hint with doing the videos, because they're video, but you mm-hmm. just set your phone down and yeah. like I flip mine upside down so the light isn't, mm-hmm. you know, but it's very important to turn off the autoplay so that when they get to the end, you yeah. don't hear, like, I don't know, what, like different things. Like all of a sudden,
all the other videos you've been watching, like the Thunderbirds going over yeah. or something.
Or Van Halen singing Jump and you're,
oh, good grief.
You have 1980 dreams or whatever.
Joe's got hair and spandex pants on. He wakes up. Thinks he's Eddie Van Halen.
I did do the one that it's supposed to be for lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
And it must have been only on for about 5 minutes because I had the craziest, weird dream, probably 1,000 right. dreams. Because, you know, subliminally, the guy that's talking is probably saying weird stuff. And I had the weirdest dreams. I had to shut it off.
Oh, my God. Because
I have weird dreams anyways.
Right. Everybody in our family does this. I think it's like, having psychic abilities, mm-hmm. I think like things like that run in your dream or in your family, like our lineage is weird dreams, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, but
so anyhow, one of the great ways besides the videos, obviously, is meditation. And I've been learning a lot about meditation and I kind of been doing it already with the different styles. Let's go over 6 different types of medication.
Medication.
We're talking about meditation, not medication. Now, medication will help you relax.
Especially when you're smoking those dubs, Joe.
I don't do that.
I know. I just tease you.
But anyhow, first one, focused meditation, which is great for beginners. Mm-hmm. But it can be hard because we're so active right now and there's so many different things coming at us. Focus meditation, what you do is you focus on a single point, and this might be like a candle flame, wind chimes, bird sounds, or just a spot in your room. But basically what you want to do is you want to focus on a specific spot in your room. And this can be in the form of like Kundalini meditation, Zen meditation, or chakra meditation. Okay, and it can be very hard because of all the things that's going around us. I mean, we're bombarded with information. And that's one of the main reasons why you want to meditate is to get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, I know you don't have a TV in your bedroom, but I have one in mine. Mm-hmm. And that really, I think having electronics in your bedroom, I think it just takes away from people getting a good night's sleep.
I think so, too.
I think there's waves going through the air. I think, you stay up later because the TV's in there. Well,
You turn the TV on or even look at your phone, that keeps you up anyways because of that blue bright light in your face.
Yeah.
And your mind can't settle back down. And that's one of the reasons why at least I do the YouTube videos and I flip the phone over because mm-hmm. you don't want that light, but right. you still hear it.
Yeah.
I read this part about focus meditation and they talk about Kundalini meditation, Zen meditation, and chakras. before I go on to the rest of these, let's go over what that is.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure at first, so I printed it out for you.
All right.
If you want to go over that.
Yeah. So Kundalini is, in Hinduism, it's a form of divine energy, and it's the feminine energy, and it's believed to be located at the base of the spine, which is called the Muladhara.
Muladhara.
Sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but you know I don't pronounce anything right. It's an important concept in the Shiva Tantra, which is believed to be the force or the power associated with the divine feminine. Okay. So it's basically kind of like your essence or your spirit. And it's located at the base of the spine.
Okay.
So the Chinese Buddhism developed into other schools, including many of the Japanese Zen schools, which in English people just call it Zen.
Yeah.
But it's actually Japanese Zen.
Okay.
And then chakra is a form of focal points that are used in a variety of like ancient meditation practices, collectively denominated as Tantra. Or an esoteric or inner traditions of Hinduism, the concept is found in the early traditions of Hinduism. So there's seven chakras, I believe.
Okay.
Let me make sure I go there, because, you know, y'all be correcting me on Facebook. Yeah, so there's seven chakras or energy points in your body, and they align from your top of your head down to your spine. There's the root chakra, which is in the base of the spine or the tailbone area, and it controls survival issues such as financial independence, money, food. Its color is normally shown as red. It's an earth element, and if you want to use a gemstone or crystal, you would use hematite on that spot. Okay. So it's at the base of your spine. And it's helps you with feeling confident, withstanding challenges, kind of standing on your own two feet. But when it's blocked, we feel threatened and we're standing on unstable ground.
Oh, okay.
And then the other chakras, I'll go through them here. Now, this one develops when you're like 1 to 7 years old. Now, the root chakra, I think that's from birth. So the sacral chakra, which is about 2 inches below your navel. So it's not quite your parts, but it's in that area. So it helps you relate to your emotions, your energy, and if it's blocked, you could feel like a lack of control. That's normally orange. It's a water element, and the crystal you would use to unblock that is tiger's eye. And then the next one, the third chakra, is your solar plexus chakra. And this one helps you with your ability to be confident and control in your life. You know, when you have like butterflies or pits in your stomach and you're nervous, that's where your that chakra is. If it's blocked, you'll feel overwhelmed with shame and self-doubt. And those who open that are free to express their true self. So it controls self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem. And it's yellow. And the element's fire and the stone is amber. Okay, the fourth chakra is your heart chakra, which is the bridge between your lower chakras and your upper chakras. So it's associated, like your upper chakras are with your spirituality and your lower chakras are materiality. So the heart chakra gives the ability to receive and give love from ourselves and others. Now, if it's blocked, you'll have difficulty opening up with other people, and it also helps you experience like deep love and compassion and empathy. It's located at the center of your chest, just above your heart. Its color is represented by green. If you look at a chart, it's green. It's an air element, and rose quartz is what you would use to open that up.
Okay.
The next one is your throat chakra, which we need because we speak on a podcast.
Yes. A golden voice.
So it gives a voice to the heart chakra and controls our ability to communicate our personal power. When it's functioning at full capacity, it allows us to truly express ourselves and be clear. If it's blocked, you will have trouble finding the words that you want to say, which we always do. Okay, so with the throat chakra, it is light blue turquoise. And the mantra for throat chakra is, I speak my truth always.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty. And Then the third eye chakra, when you move up, we're getting closer to communication with the divine. So the third eye chakra controls our ability to see the big picture and to connect with intuition. So that's like your spiritual side or your psychic side. You think of it as the eye to the soul. It registers information beyond the surface level. Visions and intuitive hits are not uncommon for somebody with an open third eye chakra. So it's located on the forehead between the eyes. It's also called the brow chakra. And it controls intuition, imagination, and wisdom. The stone for that is amethyst, which is my birthstone, everybody. And it usually develops when you're between like 36 to 42 years old. So, you know, each of these, you develop them as you get older. And then the final one is the crown chakra. It's the highest chakra. It sits at the crown of the head and represents our ability to be fully connected spiritually. When you open up your crown chakra, it's something that very few people can do. You have the ability to access your highest consciousness.
Oh, okay.
It's located at the very top of the head, and it controls inner and outer beauty and the spiritual connection. The color is violet, but sometimes they do it in white. And the best stone for that is clear quartz. And that normally develops between 43 and 49 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's a lot of everybody in our paranormal worlds have probably seen or has, you know, chakra bracelets or the different colors. Now, didn't we see somebody who had a camera to look at chakras, or was that
aura? That was aura.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Aura something photography.
Different. I was thinking of the colors, but... Yeah, so, you know, you can focus on those. You can use the different crystals and place them on the top of your head. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to walk around with a crystal on top of your head, it's fine.
Under your hat.
There you go. Put it in your bun. Yeah. In your man bun. I have to get Joe a clip on man bun with a crystal in it. But, no, this is just things that if you... learn about meditation and a lot of like yoga practices, they talk about the chakras aligning your chakras. Don't know what that means, but straighten
them
out.
We'll learn.
We will.
So there was focus meditation. Let me go through the rest of these here. I promise they won't be as long because I wanted to cover the chakras because I mentioned them in the one, but the second one is mindfulness meditation. It's one of the most used forms originating, I can't say that word. I don't know. From Buddhist monks, you just let your mind flow with your environment. So basically, you focus on the sights and sounds around you and just let your feelings or your imagination or your feeling, your thoughts, just go to whatever you notice around you, which... wouldn't be that good in today, you know, with if you have Facebook and all that on. But when I'm talking, if you're sitting quietly in a room somewhere and you hear different noises, you know, and you focus on those instead. Next one is spiritual meditation. This can be done at home, in a church, or wherever you find a quiet place. This helps you connect with your religion, spirituality, or nature. The mantra meditation. This is when you listen to repetitive sounds or chants, repetitive phrases. Sounds or a word that to calm your mind, and you just repeat that over and over.
Two, 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 two. Oh, just by the way, when I was driving here to tape this podcast, there's a car on your street and 222 on the license plate.
Okay. The next one is transcendental meditation. This is the higher level of meditation. This is the most popular also of meditations. This seated style of meditation, it also is a point of focus.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it's a little different because it usually requires the help of a teacher who will guide you in the right mantra based on different things, such as your birth date. Movement meditation.
Boo-hoo.
Now, this is one that...
How's that? Dancing?
Yeah.
Woo! Boot scooting.
This is one that I've done that you don't realize you're doing.
Okay.
And what this is great for someone who can't sit still. This takes your focus off of things around you and you focus on your body. Okay, such as your muscles, your breaths. Tai Chi and yoga is the most common forms of these.
I'm doing Tai Chi right now.
Yes.
Now, I'd love to try something like that. But, you know, you have to be very focused because, you know, there's so much information in your brain and stimulus going on. You know, you have to really, work at it, you know, and people think that like doing yoga or meditating is just lazy, but it's not. No, I mean, like if you've ever, Joe does DDP yoga, it is very strenuous, but man, do you feel good afterwards, right? Like it's a form of meditation. Mm-hmm.
It is.
You know.
And it's like the float tanks. It's just, that's the exact same thing. It's the same type of meditation. It's a little, I don't know which one I would categorize it as, because you don't really focus on anything. You just let, maybe it's the mindfulness one where it's just, you let it, let whatever around you happen, happen.
Yeah.
And that's basically it, because you don't have any sound. You don't have any light. Unless you crack your toe and it sounds like the walls are falling in because it's so loud in there. But
and it's very desalinated water and you float on top of it and it's body temperature. So you can't really, like I found when I was doing it, I couldn't feel the water.
Yeah.
It was like the water and my body were one. Mm-hmm. And I saw, I was like, you know how like when you close your eyes and you see images, mine was like that. I wasn't in a deep sleep or a dreamlike state, but I did see a couple faces. I saw some skulls. It was weird.
You actually, it actually puts your mind into a dream state, even though you're awake, and that's part of it.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. The only thing is like when we went and it was like 4 below 0 that day and my tub was cold. So I couldn't get into that relaxation. If it would have been like 10 degrees warmer, it would have been perfect. But, you know, it's just me. I'm fussy. But
so some of the benefits of meditation, understanding your pain, mental pain, anxiety. It's basically the background noise of underlying issues. Helps clear that up. Lower stress, obviously. You connect better with yourself, your feelings, your, you know, friends, your lovers.
And you know, you have to be a little cautious too, because like when you listen to some of those, they tell you not to drive because you get in such a like relaxed state, you almost fall asleep. Like I fall asleep, you know, like, so just don't listen to it when you're driving. Be in a very safe environment.
Yeah. Another benefit is it improves focus. And it basically, like we said all along, it reduces the brain chatter. It makes you focus on certain things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you start this, you're not going to be good at it at first. Just like anything else, you're not going to be good at it. The more you do it, you know, the better you are blocking out everything around you. And it's weird. I mean, it's, you forget about your phone. You forget about stuff going around. You forget about stuff you have to do. You forget about the stress of the day. And you become really more conscious of your body. Your body can heal because your body can produce every medication out there your body produces. And by meditating that, your body can produce those better and it actually heals your body.
Yeah, because, you know, like when you're very full of stress and anxiety, your body creates cortisol and that all turns into belly fat. And that's why we get so chunky. Well, of course, because we eat Doritos for dinner. But, you know, like being able to bring that yourself down to that center, even if you do it for 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Like just find 5 minutes in your day, whether it's like, you know, before you go to bed or maybe when you first wake up, and just take that quiet time for yourself. You know, it's hard, you know, just trying to say, okay, I'm going to take 5 minutes and just not think about anything and just trying to focus on breathing. I know it's hard. There's so much going on right now. You know, people have family and kids and jobs and we're trying to get here and the phone's ringing and all that. But if you can try it, just try it for like 3 days in a row and see if it makes any difference. Now, they say, you know, if you try something for 21 days in a row, you're apt to pick up that habit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like whether it's exercise or meditation or, you know, whatever you're doing, maybe not smoking or overeating or whatever. But I think if you can quiet down yourself and bring yourself down, you know, your heart rate will come down, your blood pressure will be better.
It will. You're less stress. I mean,
yeah,
we know firsthand about the effects of stress on the body. I mean, we've gone through a lot, and I'm talking to our older sister, and she's having some of the same issues that I had. I mean, I didn't mention it in the show that, but I mean, I was having bad Diesel spells. I was having heart palpitations, all that. And I'm thinking, you know, am I having a heart attack or that? But it was just stress.
Me too. Remember that day I was at mom and dad's and my parents' house and I had just the most stressful day. And then I was so stressed out and I came and I choked on a piece of chicken. Well, it wouldn't go down. It got stuck. Okay. I was so stressed out. I got stuck and I thought that was it, man. I thought I was going to croak over right there. Joe's like, just calm down. Sit down. Mm-hmm. You know, usually that's my dad would be like, he was very calm about things. And Joe's like, it'll pass. And I'm just
it'll
like.
It'll slide down. Just let it go. It hurts too.
It does. It makes you feel like you're having a heart attack. Now I could breathe, but I couldn't take anymore. I was like, I can't keep living this stress.
Scraping down your throat. And,
I know.
But I tell you what, do you want to play a little meditation for the?
Yeah, it'd be great. So, you know, just before this, if you are in the car, you might want to pause and listen to it when you're not driving or you're in a safe environment. Don't fall asleep at your desk at work if you're listening to us at work.
This is something I made. It's kind of corny.
No, it's and good.
It's one of my first ones, but let's play it. And it'll kind of give you an idea of what a guided meditation session will be like. So let me play this for you, and we'll be back after it. It is 5 minutes and 47 seconds long, so don't fall asleep on us. Welcome to your 5-minute meditation. For this session, please sit in a comfortable, firm chair or on the floor, either on a pillow or in your favorite spot. You can sit cross-legged or any comfortable position, but leave enough room on the sides for your arms. Now, with your arms, reach down, pushing up straight and centering your back and your hips. Put your arms down to your side. Now close your eyes. We'll start with some breathing. We'll do this 5 times. Let's start. Breathe in through your nose slowly to a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3. Now exhale through your mouth, blowing out for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in slowly through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Exhale, blowing out through your mouth. 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in through your nose slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Blowing out through your mouth for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. For 1, 2, 3. Exhale, blowing through your mouth. 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. For 1, 2, 3. Exhale through your mouth, blowing. 4, 3, 2, 1. Relax. As you sit here, listen to the rain. Listen to the birds. Imagine how it feels to be sitting there. The smells. How many different birds can you hear? Are you in the woods? Are you in a forest? You hear nothing but the rain and the birds. Imagine what it looks like, what it smells like, how it feels. Exhaling all the negative energy feel it flowing through your body and out through your fingertips and toes. Gently breathe normal. Think of nothing else except where you are at. Listen to the sounds. Imagine the smell of the forest. Raise your arms as high as you can. Feel them stretching. Push up with your right, now your left. Bring them back down to your side. Raise them up again. Raise your arms slowly up. Stretch as high as you can reach with your right, now your left. To your right, now your left. Slowly bring them back down to your side. Now, this last time, as you raise your arms, I want you to take the deepest breath you can take in. Raise your arms, breathe in that air, and hold for a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now slowly lower your arms down and blow all the air out that you can to a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe normal. Open your eyes. Smile. You just made your life a little better. Now, come back and do this again tomorrow.
So that's it. It's kind of corny. I know. It's like, it was my first one.
I liked it. No, you know, it's funny. When you sent that to me, I was playing it on my computer and I was playing it out loud and my parakeets were just chirping and they heard the birds in that, yeah. And they loved it. They were just squawking and chirping. It was so funny. I told you, I was like, yeah, birds loved it.
So I'm going to make some of those up. I'm going to probably on YouTube, you know, maybe even show some of the stretches that you should do. Because the reason I incorporated the stretching into it is because it opens up your airway and everything. And you know, let's face it, we need to move some more. We need to stretch. We need to get the blood flowing. You know?
Right, right.
But, I mean, there's, besides the meditation, there's other ways you can do, like relaxation. And that's important, too. I mean, relaxation is very important. You need to get away from the Facebook. You need to get away from... Oh, it's, yeah, I'm saying that. And while that was playing, I looked on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, I mean, there's ways of doing it, whether it's sitting on a beach, riding your bike, reading a book.
Listening to a podcast.
Yeah, listening to a podcast. And Joe's soft voice.
Used his inside voice.
Yeah, it was weird because I was recording that and I wanted to talk like that, but it's like, I don't want to do that in my regular, when I do make these videos, I just want to talk normal, you know, but you get so used to hearing people do a meditation and they're always, now breathe gently, you know, it's like.
After a little bit, it gets annoying.
It does.
Not yours, but
oh,
I mean,
no,
in general.
Never, no.
No, you know, like, it's, you know, I just get frustrated because, like, in America, we are all about the go, go, go. Mm-hmm. You eat through your lunch. You, you know, you're commuting. You're doing this. You're doing that. In other countries, they stop in the middle of the day for, like, 2 hours and everybody takes a nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing wrong here in the States, you know, that we have to have this, you know, go, 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 go mentality?
One of the things that is really good is Tai Chi. And it's just like yoga, but it's slower. And it's all about dynamic resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just moving their arms and that. They're like forcing themselves to move their arms by holding the arms back at the same time. It's dynamic resistance. And I'm telling you, like DDPY yoga, stand on your feet, you know, just
curling your toes and flexing your mullets, flex your legs, flex your glutes, you know, put your arms straight out like a fire hose. And you'd be surprised how much your heart rate goes up just by doing that. And you're not even moving. You're just, because everything has to engage, which raises your heart rate up.
And, you know, you don't have to like join a gym to do that. You can watch a video on YouTube and do yoga in your front, you know, in your living room. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to, you know, have some fancy equipment or anything. Mm-hmm. To meditate, all you have to do is just find a quiet place and sit and close your eyes for 5 minutes. And it makes a world of difference.
It does.
Know?
It helps a lot. And, you know, I always thought, meditation, I ain't got time for that and that. But you actually gain time when you meditate because you get more active and you get more stuff done.
Yeah, it helps me with my focus, you know, because like I have a lot of things, you know, going through head. I have businesses and work and writing and podcasting and family. And, you know, it's hard to find that you time, you know. There's nothing wrong with taking some time for yourself and putting everything aside and just focus on you for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, like, you only have one life. You only grow around once, right? So,
well,
unless you're a ghost.
Unless you get reincarnated.
Yes.
But, okay, so before we let the listener go, let's go over Reiki a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, we're not going to get too deep into it, but that's another form of relaxation, and it helps a lot. I've seen so many people that has helped them. Like my best friend Dana had it done, and it helped her immensely. She just is a whole nother person.
So if you don't understand what Reiki is, it's basically, it's a Japanese technique that helps reduce stress. It promotes healing. It's basically people using energy work and energy fields. So you may see at, you know, some of our paranormal conventions, there's always a Reiki healer, a Reiki master. And what they do is they use your energy, their energy, to extract maybe negative energy or, you know, help push healing energy into a certain, you know, spot. Like I've seen people who have really bad back problems. And I've seen, we saw two ladies doing Reiki at once. So the person was lying down and then they cover them with these nice blankets. And then, you know, it's not a hands-on thing.
No.
Nobody's touching you, right? You're not getting rubbed or anything. But they were taking and extracting the pain and the negative out of this person. They were literally, it was almost like they were, you know, like when you wash your hands and you shake your hands dry, they were taking the energy and shaking it off. And this guy got up, and you should have seen his face. It was like he had no pain.
Yeah.
It was so interesting, and I don't know if it's mind over matter or if there's something to it, because I've never had it done.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to try it. And it's funny, because Joe and I have seen probably, 100 different Reiki sessions and people doing Reiki, but we're always so busy at the conventions. We don't have time to go get it done, you know? So one of these days we're going to have it done, but it's basically, you know, transferring energy and extracting the bad or putting in the good.
Okay. But I do know that, like I mentioned, Dana, and she told me that she actually felt electricity going out of her fingertips.
Yeah.
Because they were doing Reiki on her.
It's interesting, because I always watch people's faces when they get done and they're crying or they're relieved. You know, it's like a an emotional release too. So it's interesting. I would love to have one of our, you know, Reiki healers or practitioners come on and teach us a little bit more, or do a session for us.
Maybe
we'll do that in the next couple weeks, a new show for you guys.
Okay. Now we'll have to figure out how to get that done.
I'll make it happen, Joe. Yeah, so there's different types of Reiki too. So you guys, I'm sure, can go online and figure it out, but we will definitely bring something
to you. Yeah, let's dig into this a little deeper, and we could actually do a whole show on it, so that we can teach people that of the different things, and maybe get someone on that can teach us.
Yes. We'll have to take a course. And we'll be certified.
There you go.
Like our certification for life coach. But no, if you do, guys are interested in life coaching, you know, reach out to Joe or myself. private message us, and we will maybe walk you through something, or we could set up a session. So just let us know.
Yeah, you want to talk to us, let us know. Yep. I do a thing called walk and talk in the park too, and
yeah,
you know, yep, just because it gets you out in the nature.
For sure, which and is can, a good stress
you can walk
relief
with me and tell me all your problems.
He's a good listener.
Yeah, I just go, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Good talk.
Now go get your ass off the couch and do something.
They are. They're walking in the park. You know, guys, take care of yourselves. There's only one you. And I want to leave with a little nugget, wisdom nugget. I read somewhere and I just thought it was interesting and kind of poignant for this show. Stress, anxiety, and depression are caused when we are living to please others.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that was really poignant.
All right.
That's all I got.
Okay.
But anyways, guys, thanks for, you know, listening in, tuning in. Make sure you go on our Facebook page. We do have some really cool t-shirts up. If you want to support the show, it's a great way to help us out. Just check it all out. And Joe, take us away.
All right. Let's leave with a little What's On Your Mind from 60 Second Crush. So let's leave them behind and have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you later.
Talk to you next week.